Look at 2 Kings chapter 9 and look at verse 22 with me. And it came about when Joram saw Jehu that he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he, Jehu, answered, "What peace? So long as the harlotries of your mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many." So he just laid out what she was. It reminded me when Reagan called communism what it is. You just don't do that. That's not politically correct. No, that's what they are. They're evil. They're a threat to freedom. And so Jehu did the same thing at this time and called Jezebel and what she was doing, what they were. Now, most important, as long as Jezebel is allowed to have her way, there can be no peace, is what he's saying in his passage. There can be no peace. Well, people, that's what's happening in Thyatira. There can be no peace. Now, Ahab, the husband of Jezebel, did not have, for just saying it now without an in-depth study, the spiritual strength, the spiritual knowledge to stop her. He was ruled by her. Ahab was controlled by this woman, and that's always bad. I want to tell you this. Even a woman, though she may want to control a man if she can, but even a woman does not respect the man she can control. The final analysis, she doesn't even respect it. Now, I'm not making overall broad statements, but the character of many women to see if I can control him, to get everything I want in this marriage, in this relationship. But once a woman does control a man, it isn't, the respect is gone. So a wise man will not be controlled by his wife, but a wise husband will listen to a wise woman. And that's what David did. Michelle, he listened. Now, there are a lot of men who are married to wise women but will not listen because, "Oh, I'm the man. I know it all." No, you don't. That's why God gave you a partner. So, it is a wise man. Abraham had to listen to Sarah. In fact, God told Abraham, "You listen to Sarah." And so, it's a complicated type of thing in a relationship. Okay, due to all this that we have studied and seen briefly, Elijah comes on the scene. Now, some of you may know the period of no rain, and then there was rain by the prayer of Elijah. Then Elijah's great encounter with the prophets of Baal, brought in by Jezebel. Then there's the all-important story of the property that belonged to Naboth, which, boy, I would love to spend about 10 hours with you. What happened here is, and got to think with me now, and then when you read it, you'll see little things. Oh, I already didn't see that. Ahab desired some property